Felix!
Sounded again, very close, and then cut off, muffled by ants and fear, and lastly, horribly, by that most horrible whoomph of air escaping a bursting, peeling armored suit. He twisted again, stomped again, strained some more, and whipped about, breaking grips another step, clouting at last the pincer scraping his faceplate, growling and thrashing forward. The air filled suddenly with dust, a gusting blast of poisonous bile whipping the sand about him, and the cone was there, a step away at most. It shimmered briefly through the tangled, clutching exoskeleton jungle. It was there, there. He could spin some more, or wait, he could spin all the way around and drive backward with the leverage. There were only these three holding him, the other ants reaching awkwardly and without purchase in their haste. He spun completely about, ripping loose at least two grips. He dug his heels into the sand. He screamed. Michok. Pieces of Michok were strewn, stretched, entangled in the ants that had torn his suit open, ripped it open to their mandibles and pincers. They had blown him open into them. His eyes had exploded outward through his faceplate. His skin had fast frozen like burned tar. Screaming again, Felix vaulted backward into the transit cone, dragging two ants with him. Blinding transit light, then darkness, then the patterned heaving, but a shaking, shimmering too, a shuddering as though his suit wanted to explode, and the cold, bright lights of the drop bay appeared overhead. He started to reach out for, and slammed again to the metal floor. The ants were still on him. They had stayed on him, and they were crazy. The beam, the ship, the transit, something had driven them wild. They shook in mad, impossibly rapid convulsions, palpitating, vibrating into a blur. They were dead. They had to be. But they still held him. They were still clamped to him with pincers and claws, and as they churned and convulsed, they slammed him against them and between them and up and down against the floor. The pain seared through him as his body rocked between them. He felt muscles tear, felt his shoulder socket quake and throb and burst loose, felt his leg being twisted, thrown, snapping against his shoulder blades. His suit relented at last, popping outward into traction mode. But still the ants held, and still they shook him in their spastic frenzy, and still the pain grew, and he was frozen into the mode, unable to fight back or crawl away. White-faced Tex appeared over him.
"Get them, goddammit!" he screamed. "Get them!"
And one of them held out a tentative gloved hand toward one of the ants to pull it away, but the massive corpse vibrated so it was impossible to grasp. The pain was swelling, breaking over his eyes, rushing to the top of his head, slamming into his forebrain.
"Get them off!"
he screamed again. And then, as one, the ants stopped, turned off, run dry, still, dead. He was no longer churning. He opened his eyes, not remembering when he had closed them. The tech was leaning over him, hands braced on knees, and saying something about the medicos and the ants being dead, and not to worry, just lie there. He closed his eyes again, the pain thrusting him down into cool darkness. He fainted. His teeth still gritted tight. His last thought, never again. Never, ever again. He awoke and remembered. It hadn't worked. Michok. No one else had gotten through. No one else had gotten close. But I got through. I always get through. Damn me. Never again. He slept.